Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis. At DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitters, whichever you prefer to call that thing. Welcome into another dive into the world of high school sports. Of course, you know we love to highlight what's going on here in the great state of Georgia. If it makes sense nationally, we will talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and that's what we'll be doing. It's championship week coming to an end in about probably hour and a half, I'd say. Halftime of the Georgia High School Association Football State Championship Class 6A title game, Carrollton and Grayson. I just walked into the studio not too long ago. I was trying to watch it on my way in on the phone, but was on the phone with my dad. So when I left, Carrollton was up 14-10 when I left my house, and I want to say they were driving. So I'm not sure if they've scored since because I was on the phone, like I said, with my dad. So keep you updated on that. But after that, that's it. Football's done. All of your fall sports will be done. Winter sports have been in full swing now for a few weeks, so we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll start highlighting a lot more of those programs and student-athletes and coaches and communities. But looking forward to, like I said, bringing you another great week. Few player profiles this week. A couple of short ones. Andre Fuller Jr., speaking of Grayson Rams, got a chance to catch up with him and just spend a few seconds with him prior to this week's matchup with Carrollton, and from Carrollton, Caden Spratling. Going to hear from both of those gentlemen. And then Sam Turner, Southwest DeKalb, wide receiver, headed to Auburn. In fact, he'll be on campus in January, but got a chance to sit down with him. He actually stopped by, and we had a nice conversation. So you'll hear that conversation, and of course, we'll recap the week that I've had since being talking to you last. We'll shout out and give out some highlights, all that good stuff. And without further ado, wait. I got to do right. Got to check in with my guy, Sonny, holding me down on the other side of the glass. Sonny, how you been? How was your week?
Man, it was great. And the holiday party this afternoon was great as well.
Yeah, I missed you. Well, you must have got there. Did you get there? What time did you get there?
I got there towards the end.
Okay, yeah. I got there about 5 o'clock. Shouts out to the Odyssey team, that our engagement team that They do a lot of hard work to just get the company and you know, us as employees involved with so many different things in various ways. And they put on a great holiday party today. Shouts out to the boss boss, Rick Caffey, of course. It was his birthday. Yes. Oh, that's your that's hilarious. But happy birthday to Mr. Caffey as well. But great time downstairs. Yeah, I was like, I left here at 1 o'clock after running, you know, doing the steakhouse. Ran home for a little bit, then came back for that, then ran back home, and now I'm back for this. So the initial plans were to, after the holiday party, go back home and then stop by Mercedes-Benz Stadium on the way in and just watch a little bit of the game and then just come on in. But they started late. They didn't start that game till after 8 o'clock. So I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm going to stop by there. So, but it's on halftime. Like I said, I'm not sure of the score just yet. I'll just have to try to find, I guess I could have looked that up on my phone, sitting here while I've been talking to you, but I'll do that here in a second. Without further ado now, let's go ahead and do what we like to do. And that's get into the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, first up, like I said, we'll give out some shout-outs for some accolades and accomplishments. And we'll start with the Hillgrove Hawks football team. Big shout-out to head coach Justin Deshaun being named the Region Coach of the Year. Cedar Grove Boys Basketball's Manny Green. He reached 1,000 career points, so congratulations to him. Hebron Christian girls basketball, Ja'Kara Butler, who I got a chance to see this past weekend, she reached 1,000 career rebounds, and you'll hear more about her coming up in the look back, but congratulations to Ja'Kara Butler, 1,000 career rebounds. Central Lions Wrestling's Danny Crutulis reaching 100 career wins. Holy Innocence girls basketball, Haley Swain reaching 300 career steals, and Chapel Hill boys basketball, Christian McAllister reaching 1,000 career points. So congratulations to all of those individuals. There was probably many, many more accomplishments, but that would take up basically a whole show if we shouted out everybody. So we try to highlight, you know, a few of them each and every week. So keep them coming. All right, let's look back at the week. And as I mentioned, made my way over to the Hawks Naismith Holiday Classic hosted up at Norcross High School. I went and checked out the girls basketball matchup between Hebron Christian and Langston Hughes. Both teams headed into that matchup unbeaten on the season. Hebron Christian, though, unfortunately, Aubrey Beckham, one of their star players, and another player, Gabby, both season-ending injuries. So, you know, the Hebron Christian defending champs, two-time defending champs, they're going to run it back. They're going to have to do it without those two young ladies. But they did get the dub on Saturday, 62-55, their win over Langston Hughes. And the young lady, Ja'Kara Butler, who we just gave a shout-out to for reaching 1,000 career rebounds, she had 21 points, 17 rebounds, and two block shots in the win. And that helped them improve to 8-0 on the season. They've been off since then. They'll be back in action. It looks like they're going to be at a holiday tournament coming up here in a few days. See if they can keep that streak going. But congratulations to the Hebron Christian Lions girls basketball team. I did catch up with head coach Jan Azar after the game and just got a chance to chop it up with her about the start of the season, how well they've been doing. And she touches on the fact that, look, we got to deal with this adversity. We got to get through it. As they, like I said, as they've lost Aubrey Beckham and Gabby, here is Coach Azar.
Now, and so I'm really proud of the girls for stepping up. They're having to play a lot more, and some of our younger girls are having to play some for us now. And so it's a great example of making sure you're ready when it's your turn. And you know, I just can't say enough about the last two games and finding out a couple of our players are not going to be with us for the season. And so I just thought we did a really good job with a lot of short time to prepare.
All right. And, you know, what is your message to the girls, you know, as you kind of adjust and, you know, because there's a lot of basketball to go. And, you know, hopefully you guys, you know, continue to have a great run and success this season.
Yeah. You know, our hashtag for this season is relentless because we really want to get after it defensively. And now with a little bit more limited roster, we're backing off a little bit. We still want to stay relentless. But, you know, our new hashtag has to just be find a way.
All right, congratulations. Once again, that was head coach Jan Azar. Hebrew Christian Lions girls basketball team coming off that 62-55 win over Langston Hughes. Next up, championship week got started with a good one. Flag football championships, Division I, Southeast Bullock taking on Columbus. Southeast Bullock coming in as the three-time state champs. They would go on to make it four in a row, becoming the first program to do so as they picked up the 13-6 win over Columbus. And again, four straight titles, first program in history, in GHSA history to do so. They have one loss, Sonny. They started their program in the 2021 season, 21, 22, 20, yeah, and they've only lost one game since then. Crazy, right? Phenomenal. But anyway, after the win, here's head coach Marcy Cochran.
Yeah, this was our first ever overtime game, so I didn't know how we were going to react, but dadgum, I think they were a little fired up that, you know, they were getting beat and came back really good and battled back at the end. And then just Paige has ice in her veins, man. I don't know how she got that pass into Chloe to make it 7-0, but I'm not 7-0, 14-6. But I'm just so proud of them. I mean, this is probably the hardest championship game we've had. A lot of new faces on the sideline and on the field for us, and it's just amazing. I'm just so happy for them.
Yeah, you talked about strategy there, Coach, as far as adjustments late on. But what was your message to the girls after they found themselves trailing there?
I didn't get to talk to them much after we started trailing because some of them don't come off the field. They play both sides of the ball. But, you know, just we aren't down very often. We haven't been down very often in our whole 3-4 years of playing. So for them to battle back like they did, they found it within themselves, honestly. Somehow they dug down and found it. It was all them, not us.
It feels incredible, you know, all the hard work.
All right, and again, that was head coach Marcy Cochran after the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets pick up the 13-6 overtime win over Columbus for the GHSA Division I Flag State Championship. Four in a row, first program to reach that accomplishment. More flag football, Greenbrier running it back, defeating North Oconee 18-0 for the Division II title, making them back-to-back champs. Here's head coach Daniel Jordan afterwards.
I think really the biggest thing was just incredible preparation on the front end, and then a lot of confidence to come out and execute everything that we planned to do.
Offensively, coach, you guys looked like you were not afraid to kind of get in the bag and mix it up. Was that just kind of the mindset tonight, like just to kind of throw everything at them that we can?
You have to. In flag football, we've learned, I mean, and you have to have new plays. You know, we had 8 or 10 plays tonight that we haven't ran ever. And that's a testament to the girls preparing. We only had one chance to practice. We had a one-hour practice, and you got all these new plays plus all their stuff. That's pretty incredible. And there's a lot of you can't do that with an inexperienced team, but a lot of these girls have been playing for a long time. So that's definitely a benefit.
All right, congratulations. That is Greenbrier head coach Daniel Jordan as Greenbrier defeated North Oconee 18-0 for the GHSA Flag Football Division II title, and they make it back-to-back. And speaking of back-to-back, crazy matchup last night for the GHSA football 5A title, an all-Fulton County battle as Milton, the defending champs, took on Langston Hughes. Let me just paint a little picture for you, all right? Yeah, all right, here we go. Milton comes out blazing, 14-0. All right, cool. Langston Hughes gets on the board. Nice 65-yard run by Carter Baker, 14-7. But then Milton comes back, makes it 21-7. All right, here comes Langston. No problem. We're gonna get this thing cracking. They score. They make it 21-14. Then a key turnover, momentum swinging turnover. They score off of that. Not off the turnover, but on the ensuing possession, they tie it up 21-all. And then here you go. Next thing you know, under 2 minutes to go, combined 28 points between the two teams, and it would be Milton taking a 42-35 lead into the locker room at the half. Crazy final 2 minutes of the first half, but in the second half, it'd be all Milton. They'd score two more times, and they'd go on to pick up the 56-35 win. But again, crazy first half, man. I mean, just all the talent that you've been hearing about between these two teams, they showed up big time. But congratulations, Milton. They're back-to-back champs. And here is TJ Lester, running back TJ Lester, who finished with 201 yards rushing on the ground and three touchdowns in the win.
It feels incredible. You know, all the hard work paid off all year long. So I'm just very proud of my guys for pushing through, playing as one. And we gave it everything we had, and we came out on top.
Right. For you individually, man, hell of a game on the ground tonight. Just what was it about it tonight? Or, you know, what was it for you tonight that, you know, you wanted to make sure that, you know, you kind of did what you needed to do to, you know, contribute on that ground game?
Props to my offensive line. They blocked great all night. Without them, I'm nothing. So I'm proud of them. And coaches trust me with the ball in my hand. So I go make a play for them.
All right. Talk about the team overall, man. You guys jump out. Look like potentially could pull away, but Langston used as good as they are, battle back, and they make it a game. But then you guys, second half, man, it was all you all. What was just kind of the message amongst yourselves to, you know, kind of rally and just kind of, you know, like I said, kind of pull away with this one?
You know, I had a fumble in the first half, so you either had a choice to overcome adversity or let it overcome you, and I chose to overcome it. So me and the guys played as one team again, and we pulled through.
All right, that is TJ Lester. Phenomenal young man. Way to cap off his senior year, University of West Georgia signee. So congratulations to him and his teammates, man. It was a heck of a game, man. That was probably one of the best state title games I've covered, man. Just very exciting. So hate that, you know, Langston had to take the L, you know, but unfortunately somebody does. But they put up a hell of an effort. I think the effort they put up was one that no one – listen, I'll keep it real. A lot of people were like, oh, Milton's going to blow them out. Milton and Lee County in the semifinals, that's the de facto championship game. And I saw Langston Hughes play. So I'm like, slow your roll. And, yeah, granted, it looked like Milton was going to just blow that thing out the water early on. But, look, they gathered – Langston gathered themselves. They made it a game. Phenomenal contest. Hats off to everybody. Real quick, again, your nightcap that's wrapping up championship week, tied up 17 all, and that is Grayson and Carrollton. So this looks like this is going to be a good one as well. And they probably, at this rate, they may not be finished before we get off the air. So we'll just keep you updated on the score. That's going to do it for the prep roundup. When we get back, two player profiles, a couple of guys in action right now, getting ready to take the field here in the second half, and that is Grayson's Andre Fuller Edge. He's also a Georgia Tech signee. And then Cadence Bratling for Carrollton. I got a chance to catch up with them earlier in the week just to talk about their careers to this point and got a little insight, just a little bit on what they want to do. It's all coming up right here on the Prep Roundup, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.